Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The deadline to register vote in November's municipal elections in Connecticut is approaching. Secretary of State Denise Murrow reminds people eligible to vote have until 11:59 tonight to register online. They can also hand deliver their applications to their local registrar of voters by 8 p.m. this evening. Registrars will be in their offices today from 9 until 8. Mail-in applications must be postmarked by today's date. Voters will go to the polls on November 7th in most Connecticut cities and towns. Polling places will be open that day from 6 until 8. To register to vote online, it's myvote.ct.gov/register. Ahead of today's county budget proposal release, County Executive Mark Molinaro said his plan would reduce the property tax levy. How much the levy would be cut under his proposal won't be revealed until the presentation later today. The property tax levy for 2017 was $106.5 million. For 2018, the property tax levy growth limit for Dutchess County government is about $4.2 million, or 3.98%. Molinaro said he wants to reduce the amount that is being collected. While property taxes will be trimmed, services to residents will remain the same, according to the county's budget director. Dean Conover has stepped down as interim executive director of the group founded decades ago by the late Pete Seeger, the former education director for Clearwater. Conover said he left the environmental organization to pursue more program work as opposed to the administrative duties he was carrying out as interim director. Board President Betsy Garthwaite said the Clearwater directors will continue to search for the group's next executive director. The Irondale Schoolhouse at the end of the rail trail and Main Street is hosting a Halloween party and haunted house. All ages are welcome. Adults are encouraged to participate and wear costumes. For younger children, there'll be pumpkin painting, candy, bobbing for apples, and hot cider from 4 till 5. A parade will take place to the Millerton Firehouse so the children can enjoy festivities hosted by the firemen. DJ Jeremy will rock the schoolhouse for teens from 5 till 9 p.m., which includes costume contest with prizes. Kent Park and Recreation and the Kent Lions Club are partnering once again this Halloween to promote safety in the community. The safety campaign features distribution of glow-in-the-dark necklaces. They come on a first-come, first-served basis starting at 5 p.m., and that'll happen adjacent to the Kent Memorial Library. Maplebrook School has an open house coming up on November 3rd with registration. Academic programs for ages 11 to 18, the ICCS program for ages 18 to 21. More information is available at maplebrookschool.org. The Dover Spirit Club will bring their first Fiesta Fall Craft Vendor and Tag Sale event November 4th from 9 till 3 at the Dover High School Gymnasium. You're invited to join them for craft tables, vendors, and tag sale items. Get a head start on buying your yearly presents. Berkshire South Community Center has their second annual Arts and Crafts Festival on Saturday, November 4th. Bakers, growers, weavers, craft artists, photographers, 15 Crissy Road in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. More information, berkshiresouth.org. The Douglas Library in North Canaan will hold a book sale November 4th from 10 till 1 on West Main Street. Patrons can fill a bag for $5. The library will supply the bags. North Canaan Congregational Church annual Calico Fair is on Saturday from 10 till 2 at the Pilgrim House. Fair favorites, donuts, cotton candy, grilled burgers and dogs, baked potato bar, attic treasures, baked goods, kids games, teacup and art auctions, family fun and more. It supports the Pilgrim House programs like fishes and loaves. Red Hook Public Library invites you on 11 till 1 Saturday, November 4th for their third annual Chocolate Olympiad held in conjunction with Red Hook's annual Chocolate Festival. Eager young participants are invited to the library lawn to join in a series of friendly chocolate-themed individual and team-based competitions. November events for kids at the Kent Memorial Library on Saturday, November 4th at 11 o'clock, Teen Nutmeg Discussion Group. That has been rescheduled, 13 Choirs by Dave Shelton. You have to register for that. Aglet Theater Company in Dewey Hall present The Cocktail Hour by A.R. Gurney on Saturday, November 4th. Two shows, 1:30 and 7 p.m. at the Hall, 91 Main Street in Sheffield. More information, 860-435-0093 or 860-435-6928. The gallery at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum presenting Have a Seat, a juried exhibition and sale of artworks by local artists. Cash prizes will be awarded to three works. In addition, guests who attend the show's opening night will have the opportunity to select their favorite work of art, which will receive the Sharon Historical Society Crowd Pleaser Award. All purchases support the Sharon Historical Society and Museum's mission. This event is happening on Saturday from 5 until 7 p.m. The Cornwall Old Time Dance will be held on Saturday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at the Cornwall Town Hall. Traditional music by Still the Homegrown Band, calling by Jeff Walker. All dances are taught. All ages are welcome. On November 5th, on Pancake Breakfast being hosted by the American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York, from 7 until 11. Pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, and hot chocolate or tea. Eat in or take out. The Sharon Congregational Church, located at 25 Main Street, invites the community to attend and celebrate the installation of Dr. Robert David Kay, Jr. on Sunday. The service of installation and covenant will begin at 3:30 in the afternoon, followed by a reception at 4:30. Reverend Bruce Smith, senior pastor at Central Congregational Church in Middleborough, Massachusetts, will be preaching the installation sermon. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 85.45 yesterday to 23,348.74. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 6698.96 and the S&P 500 at 2572.83. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.